Let's go now to our environment and science correspondent, George Lee, who's in Madrid for the annual United Nations Climate Change Conference. And George, the conference taking place in yet another year when carbon emissions have gone up, temperatures have soared, ice has been disappearing at unprecedented levels. What progress is being made there in Madrid?
I think so far the people who are here, the delegates, certainly are talking about disappointment, that they're really not making a lot of progress. There are a lot of key issues which they want to make some advancement on, but they're finding that it's difficult. The fact that the United States is pulling out of the deal, a lot of people here are suggesting that while they're doing it, they're also making it more difficult for the remaining countries to move forward in relation to what they're trying to do. They're trying to get agreement, particularly in relation to financial arrangements, that could be put in place in a big, huge international fund of $100 billion, which would be called, which would help poorer countries to make transitions, to change their systems, to make sure that they would be climate friendly in future. They wouldn't have the money to invest themselves. But then there's a separate thing called loss and damage. The likes of you would have seen the enormous damage done in Haiti or in the Bahamas from extreme weather events. Now, that's not about transitioning your electricity system. That is sheer damage. And what they're saying is there has to be something in place so that those countries will have some funds to draw on. And it's the West in particular and richer countries who have put the emissions into the atmosphere which has caused this. There should be something to compensate for loss and damage. Big hopes that something would happen on that, but nothing is happening so far. Then there are the whole issues about the carbon market. And the notion here would be if you're going to stop emissions, you have to price those. Manufacturers or whoever's putting it into the air will pay a price and adjust the way that they do things. And it's an international carbon market that they're trying to operate or get the rules on, and that would have been agreed in the Paris Climate Accord at the end of 2015. But the rules on that are very controversial because some countries, such as Brazil, have been double counting, where they would have some carbon sinks because of their forests that they get credit for. They also then want to take credit and then secondly sell it, so they get it, they get it on the double, and that would just undermine it. So there's lots of issues that countries are digging their heels in. Not a lot of agreement, quite a bit of disappointment so far in relation to the people who are watching it here over the last 10 or 11 days, and fears now that they might have to wait until Saturday and possibly even into Sunday before they make any progress. So disappointment to date.
And ironic, isn't it, George, just to conclude, all of this happening as teenage activist Greta Thunberg named Time magazine's Person of the Year. Her message to politicians, you're walking the walk, you're talking the talk, but you're not walking the walk.
And that is exactly goes to the heart of what I'm picking up here. Oh. They're saying that the gap between what's going on inside and what's going on the street has never been wider, that there's excitement about the youth voice, there's excitement about all of this stuff. People are moving, people are changing, but the politicians and negotiators are not.
Environment and science correspondent George Lee at the UN COP in Madrid. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.